Well, first of all, Saudi Arabia, which is backed by America, backed by the UK, and also unofficially backed by Israel, would very much like to see the overthrow of the Iranian government, because Iran is Saudi Arabia's number one enemy. So it is no surprise that Saudi Arabia is now funding this anti-Iranian government, anti-Iranian people television channel. I believe it is part and parcel of a concerted attempt by the West, principally America, to do everything within their means to bring down the Iranian government. With Trump in the White House, this represents an opportunity in a lifetime for Iran's bitter enemies, the Americans, the Israelis, the Saudis, and the British as well, to bring down the Iranian government. So by funding this television channel, this is just another way of attempting to pile pressure on Tehran. My observation of that is quite simple. The Americans want to return Iran to how it was in the days of the Shah, namely a vassal state, a client state of the Americans. And of course, who was running Iran when it was a vassal state of the Americans? The Shah. So it makes sense for the Americans and for the Saudis to promote the Shah's son in the hope that if the Iranian government falls, then he will be the person to take over. They have to have, they're grooming someone in the event that the Iranian government is overthrown, in the event that the Iranian revolution is destroyed. And no doubt the Shah's son is quite aware of what the Americans and the Saudis have in store for him. He's part of this orchestrated plan. The British authorities project Britain as a beacon of media freedom in the world. In reality, that is just a facade. The British will not tolerate any media outlet that challenges the British narrative on affairs in the world, and that challenges the Western narrative of affairs in the world. And that is the principal reason why the license of Press TV, the broadcasting license of Press TV, was taken away by the British. Now, of course, it makes absolute sense for the British to give a broadcasting license to this news channel called Iran International, which is promoting the overthrow of the Iranian government. Why? Because Britain would also like to see the overthrow of the Iranian government and for Iran to be returned to a client state of the West. So that is the reality of Britain in the world. On the surface, Britain presents itself as a beacon of democracy, a beacon of human rights, a beacon of press freedom, a beacon of the rule of law. In reality, it is very, very different. The British are masters of manipulation. They are masters of deception. And regrettably, a great many people in the West and in Britain itself fall for that. But if you just dig away at the surface, you will see the reality. The British are allowing a television channel to broadcast from the UK that is calling for the overthrow of a of an independent sovereign government. That is completely against international law. That is completely against the United Nations Charter. And yet, the British get away with it.